Good afternoon, Rexford Masonry.
Hey, is Jerry in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
With who?
Cardiff.
Cardiff, and what is that? He's with someone right now.
He's with someone right now, is that what you said?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. I'm actually calling. It's in reference to some past financing that you guys had done here with Marlin Business a few years back. I was just trying to touch base here based off some good lending history you had. We actually had sent an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I just kind of wanted to touch base with Jerry, see what his thoughts were, if he had any questions, and kind of what plans he had here coming up this quarter.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll pass this on to him and see if he's interested in anything else. Right now, I don't think that he is, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, you mind passing along a note for me?
Yes.
That'd be great. Just let me know when you're ready.
Hold on just 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R,
okay.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. And if you could just put down that the company was pre-approved for $250K for equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, how's business been for you guys? Have you been picking up with summer here?
Well, we're kind of downsizing a bit, but we're still going right now. You know, we've got things, we're bidding things, and all of our men are working right now. But we've downsized somewhat.
Are you downsizing, just like liquidating some assets, or what?
Not
were you?
Not really. We're just kind of doing smaller jobs now.
I see.
We had like our main foreman was hurt, and we had a couple guys going, so we're just kind of downsizing and doing smaller.
Okay. Has that been working out for you guys, that transition?
Yes, so far it is.
Good. That's good. I mean, you guys are making adjustments there. That's good. You're not just kind of slowly dying there. If you see that there's some changes that need to be made, and you're doing it. Has Jerry mentioned maybe any other like possible projects or equipment he was looking to take on here in the near future?
No, not equipment-wise. I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't heard him talk about anything. I think, you know, he's probably got what he needs, but I'll still pass it to him because he knows better than me.
Yeah, and definitely put down that it was for equipment financing as well as working capital.
Okay.
So it's just unsecured cash, and it's basically just based off of the company's gross annual sales, and you can use it for however you see fit. So,
okay.
Like, when you take on these projects, are you guys on, like, a net 30, net 60 payout, or is it all up front?
No, it is nothing up front.
Oh, it's nothing up front.
Yeah, it's usually 30 days, but you're lucky if you get it within 60 days sometimes.
I was going to say, usually you're lucky if you can get the net 60, but
yeah.
If you guys run into any, like, payroll issues or operating costs there while you're waiting for that payout, the working capital is usually a good, almost like a bridge loan option for you guys to get through some of those times there where you may not be seeing the income come in.
Right. Yeah,
so.
Right, very much. And I do remember seeing that notice come through, so I will get it and put this note with it and give it to him.
Yeah, pass that along. You know, I'll give you guys some time here. I'll maybe follow up maybe late next week.
Okay.
Maybe see if I can get in touch with Jerry then and just see if there's anything coming up here that we can discuss.
Okay. All right.
And what was your name again?
My name is Crystal.
Crystal, thank you so much for the help. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.